Resegashek Begins to Dance 18 is a festival of new works by native artists that will be taking place in Toronto the weekend of September 15th to 18th, 2005. It is being organized by Native Earth Performing Arts, a center dedicated to creating, developing, and producing professional artistic expression of the Aboriginal experience in Canada. Through stage productions, new script development, apprenticeships, and internships, they seek to fulfill a community of artistic visions, one that is both inclusive and reflective of the artistic directions of members of the Aboriginal community who actively participate in the arts. We will hear first from Yvette, one of the organizers of Resegashek, and then from Christine Friday-Kishig, who will be performing at the festival on Saturday, September 17th. You're listening to Native Solidarity News.
I'm Yvette Nolan. I'm the Artistic Director of Native Earth Performing Arts, which is the oldest professional Aboriginal theatre company in Canada. We've been around for 23 years. We do plays by Native creators, Native artists, Native writers and actors and directors, and we're right in the middle of doing Resegashek Begins to Dance Festival, which is a festival of new work. We're doing, there's seven presentations in this year's Resegashek Festival, and we start on Thursday.
Do you feel ready? Do you feel like it's going to be exciting?
Oh, so it's pretty exciting right now. Ready? Yes, I guess so. It's, what's so exciting about a developmental festival is that everything is evolving the whole time. Like, the playwrights arrive with scripts that are in various stages of readiness. They work with actors and directors and dramaturges for the 2 weeks leading up to the festival, and they rewrite. There was a playwright in here at 9 o'clock this morning printing off the first act, which he had just rewritten in 2 days since the first reading of his play, and taking it to the rehearsal hall. He was meeting with the company at noon, and they were going to read the new stuff. And by the time he opens on Thursday night, he'll have rewritten the second act. They'll have a completely new play. So it's a big leap of faith that everybody's going to get to where they want to be, but that's the beauty of it. Like, then we get to try stuff out in front of an audience.
And it must be good, too, that the performers and everyone involved can participate in the creation process and contribute their own opinions and things like that as well.
Oh, sure. And it's so important to, like, I mean, it's a real training ground for a lot of our performers because we use a lot of really established senior performers, but we also use a lot of up-and-coming artists, a lot of brand-new actors, a lot of actors out of theater school or in theater school, or people who haven't done any work at all. And we put them together with senior artists, and they get to learn about the making of a play. They get to learn about how to be a professional actor. Like, some of them are just becoming professional actors. And so it's a great training ground for them. And then they, too, get to do, you know, get to perform in front of an audience. And yet the risk, like, they still have scripts in hand. They're still, so there's a bit of a safety net. It's not quite as high stakes as a production.
Where do you find your performers and creative artists?
Well, the playwrights come from all over the place because we sent out a call in the spring asking for people to submit to Resegashek. So we have playwrights this year from Saskatchewan and directors from BC and New York. And we have a couple of young guys coming down from the Yukon with a play of theirs that's in the Young Voices program. So the playwrights come from all over the place. A lot of the performers are based here in Toronto because they've gone to school here or they're working in the industry here. Sometimes we bring them in. I've brought in an actor from Saskatchewan named Curtis Petitus, who we brought in specifically to act in the festival so that he gets to work with sort of, you know, the community here, and we get to see actors from outside the community, which is important, I think. He works a lot with Saskatchewan Native Theatre Company.
Are there other similar performing arts centers around around Canada that that specifically feature Indigenous artists? Besides, I know there's the Banff Center,
There are some sort of scattered all over the country, like Saskatchewan Native Theatre Company in Saskatoon, and they do a lot of training with young people. And we work with them to sort of continue to develop artists. So often they'll send us people, like Curtis, who's from there. Margot Kane in Vancouver has a company called Full Circle Performance, and she works with young Aboriginal performers mostly. And that's a part training, part creation program. Right here in Toronto, Sandra LaRonde has Red Sky Performance, so she is working. She's doing Aboriginal stories as well in dance and storytelling and music. So there are a few. We are the oldest and the most established, and it's part of our mandate to create a place for Aboriginal people to work together.
The festival coming up must be one of the biggest Native focus art festivals in Canada, really.
Well, it is certainly for performing arts, for the creation of work, because we put a lot of resources into the creation. Like, people come here, we give them the way to make their plays better. We give them actors and directors and dramaturges. There are other things. There's, like, Planet Indigenous, which happened last August, not this past August, but the one before, and will happen again next year at Harbourfront Center. And they showcase a lot. I think that's probably one of the biggest, you know, showcase of Indigenous art, all kinds of art. They do visual art and music and dance and theater.
So if people want to find out more about your work and what's available, they can visit your website, nativeearth.ca.
That's right. It's a great place to find out everything. And then, you know, surf around the website, find the things they want to know. And if there's more questions, all our contact information's on the website, and they can send us a note or give us a call.
If there are any Native artists out there that are waiting to get discovered, do you have any tips, suggestions?
They should make contact with, you know, with the people they want to work with, but with us, especially at Native Earth. Get put on our mailing list, and then you know, we put the call up for Wasikajak, which is for new work, every spring. It's on our website, and then that's when they should be submitting to us. Like, even if it's just an idea, even if it's, you know, if they're a poet and they want to write a play, if, you know, like, it doesn't have to start as a play. It can be like, okay, I'm a dancer and I want to do this dance and this is what I want to do. Because this festival's about developing Native artists.